Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:15, unchanged on the open. July, 4:21, up 1 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3:42 1/4, up 1/4 on the open. July, 3:55, unchanged. September, 3:66 1/4, down 1/4. December, 3:81 1/2, up 1/4. March, 3:95 1/2, up 1 1/4 on the open. May corn opened at 2:35 1/4, down 1 1/4 on the open. July, 2:46 3/4, down 1. September, 2:55 1/2, down 1. December, 2:67. Down 1 1/4. March, 2:75, down 1 1/4 on the open. May oats open at 1:73 1/2, unchanged on the open. July, 1:79 1/2, up 3/4. May soybeans opened at 5:63, down 2 on the open. July, 5:77, down 2. August, 5:82, down 1 3/4. September, 5:85 1/2, down 2 3/4. November, 5:95 1/2, down 3/4. January, 6:02 1/2, down 1 1/2. March, 6:08 1/2, down 2 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 172.50, down 60 on the open. July, 174.20, down a dollar. May soybean oil opened at 22.62, down 2 on the open. July, 23.06, unchanged. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April feeder cattle opened at 101.10, up 12 1/2 on the open. May, 101.50, up 5. August, 104, up 12 1/2. April live cattle opened at 80.45, up 22 1/2 on the open. June, 74.85, up 10. April lean hogs opened at 57.90, down 25 on the open. May, 65.30, down 7 1/2. June, 65.87 1/2, unchanged. And July, 66.10, down 12 1/2 on the open. And May pork bellies opened at 81, down 32 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
If you are in the Wolcott, Indiana area this evening, please consider joining us at the Tri-County High School there south of Wolcott for perhaps the last of our spring AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We don't have any scheduled after tonight. Tonight's panel gets underway at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. That's 5:30 here in the Central Time Zone. Panelists for tonight's meeting include Daryl Good, University of Illinois economist, Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing, and this man, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities over in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, what do you expect we'll be talking about tonight at the meeting?
Well, I imagine that we'll be talking about the little bit about the report that we talked about on Friday, whether farmers are going to follow through with the planting intentions the way they come out, or whether we'll see some switching back to corn acres. And maybe if we don't turn things around today, why this corn rally didn't go very far with the kind of cuts we did see Friday.
And again, that's this evening at the Tri-County High School in Wolcott, Indiana. The meeting getting underway at 6:30. Let's look at the markets, and as we do, Wayne, let's go ahead and start over on the Merck side, because over in the lean hog pit, there's been a lot of selling going on this morning.
Yeah, we opened, fairly decently, and it looked like, yesterday we saw a little bit of comeback off the hogs report on Friday about, a little less than what was expected and thinking things were going to do a little better, but today we were just continuing. We see some fun selling popping in today and shortly after the opening. This market's under a great amount of pressure. We're down 167, 187, 165. So a lot of pressure over in the hog market today.
You think we'll finish limit down today, potentially?
Potentially. I mean, this has been quite a turnaround here from what we saw yesterday in train around. So a little bit of pressure. It wouldn't be hard to get down limit, Dave.
Yesterday, except for the nearbys in the corn pit, we saw a lot of red on the screen. What are we seeing this morning?
Well, we're seeing more red than was highly expected. The talk about that we didn't push through Monday's high yesterday, sort of a weak close instead of a strong close yesterday. Weak overnight trade and a large amount of farmers selling, coming in today and coming into what we're looking at. We're seeing improved soil moisture along the way, but also we're seeing possibly a delay in some of this early planting in the corn market as we go along. The Argentine crop is 30% harvested and looking good in what's coming in so far, Dave.
Of course, the debate is, will we need to buy more corn acres? And if we are going to buy more corn acres, how are we going to go about that? Increasing corn prices or perhaps even decreasing soybean prices, a combination of the two? This morning, Wayne, I did a little math, and the ratio corn, December corn to November beans at 2.21:1. What does that tell you?
Well, I think that to see some more switching with what we're doing, we need to see beans go down and corn go up to sort of pull some acres that are planned to go one way or the other. So, I think that, it can happen. There's already talk that there could be as many as 1 million acres switched back to corn and a couple, three of the news wires. But I think we do need a little more incentive than what we have right at the moment.
What kind of ratio will provide the incentive?
Gosh, I don't know. It's going to be whether it'll be ratio, whether it'll be farmers that have, flex acres or what we call flex acres to do it or not. But definitely corn up another 10 to 15 cents and beans down another 25 would probably do it.
What do you make about the fact that we've hit contract highs in December corn the last two sessions, but yesterday didn't push through it?
Well, we were taking it by looking at the screen today that the funds are saying that's technically not good. We're bumping up against it until we close through it. They're not going to turn around and be buyer, and that's why part of the reason we're lower today.
Over in the soybeans, May beans now trading at 562.5, down 2.5 on the day. Yesterday, we finally looks like put that 18 January 572.5 in the rearview mirror. At least that's what it appears to be. Are you in the camp that we're going to make a run for that November 28th, 559.5?
I think that should be in the offing, Dave. I think that the kind of acreage increase we're looking at, the kind of supplies we're looking at, with Argentina's crop looking better and their private sources raising their estimate down there, I really can't see how and why we shouldn't do that. But as I say that, I also have been highly amazed and confused at why this market hasn't collapsed more than it has with the numbers we have, the fundamentals we have, and also that the commercials are net long beans. I haven't figured it out.
Is it the specter that these index funds might come in and buy at any moment, helping to pop it up?
I think that's a big thing, Dave. I think they have been a wild card that's kept things really on edge and keeping them going that way. So that is one of the things that's out there, of course.
Over in the wheat pit, what are you seeing today?
Well, we saw some of the poorest ratings we've ever seen for this time of year when the ratings come out yesterday. We have seen just a little more rain, but I think the corn and the beans are definitely pulling the wheat down today. If not, I think the wheat will be just a little bit higher.
We're seeing the wheat yesterday breaking under its 20 and 100-day moving averages. We've been told that funds look at those pretty closely, so is there more downside risk here?
Oh, I mean, there's downside risk, but I mean, I think that also, on the other hand, we have to look at, we didn't plant a lot of acres of wheat that some of them were expecting. The Durham is way behind. I think that we're going to see some abandoned acres in Texas, and for right now, the wheat market doesn't look like it'll fall apart.
Wayne, we'll talk to you again this afternoon.
We'll talk to you then.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana, and tonight he'll be at a WILL Free Agricultural Outlook panel in Wolcott, Indiana, at the Tri-State County High School, 6:30, the start time, Eastern Standard Time.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's look at the current tick. May wheat in Kansas City, 414.5, down a half. May wheat at the Board of Trade, 342, unchanged. July, 354.5, down a half. May corn, 235, down 1.5. July, 246.25, down 1.5. September, 255.25, down 1.25. December, 267, down 1.25. May beans, 562.75, down 2.25. July, 576.25, down 2.75. August, 581.5, down 2.25. November, 593, down 3.25. May soybean meal, 172.30, down 80. May soybean oil, 22.53, down 11. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.